Hi, this is Anna B. I'm from Variety Radio Online, and I'm reviewing the second episode of Arrow from A Matter of Trust. This week, Oliver's struggling with leadership and trust with the new recruits that he has, Curtis Holt, Wild Dog, and Evelyn Sharp, whose codename will be Artemis. He's teaching them to work together by ringing a bell. The recruits have got to try and figure out why Oliver wants them to ring this bell. Apparently, he was trained with this technique when he was in being initiated into the BRCFA, and it teaches them to not have personal attachment and to only trust yourself. So Oliver's using this because he doesn't want to let people into his life and get hurt again by losing them, like when he lost Laurel and now he's lost all the rest of his team. We see an old favourite come out, the salmon ladder. Even Curtis tries to use it, but not very successful. Oliver, of course, he still got it, even in a suit. Would have liked to have seen him use it shirtless. And, of course, Felicity's gawking at him, as she usually does when he uses the salmon ladder. This week, we've got Metahuman with radioactive rags, who's called Ragman, who he attacks the CEO of Armatech. It just happens that this company, Armatech, is helping Oliver's charity event for the city to raise money. So to protect her, Oliver has to use the new team, and they go in under as volunteers as protection. But Ragman does attack the CEO, and Wild Dog manages to tackle him, tearing a piece of the rag off him. Oliver's not very happy with them for not obeying his orders, and the whole team quit, even Curtis. And Curtis tells Oliver that he's a terrible leader and an emotional abuser. So Felicity takes this piece of rag to her detective boyfriend and asks him to analysis. She's not a very good liar. Oliver was never a good liar, and she's exactly the same. And I find it ironic that she's lying to her new boyfriend and Oliver lied to her about William. So she's just doing exactly the same. Eventually, her boyfriend's going to want to know what's up with Felicity and where she's spending all her time. So that'll be an interesting question to find out as we go along in the season. Oliver's not much at the mayor's office, and we've got Thea really running it. So she asks Lance if he can help her, and she offers him a position as the deputy mayor if he stops drinking and to do it for Laurel. We find out actually that the CEO of Armatech is actually meeting with Tobias Church, and they're making a deal that she'll hand over some nuclear bombs to him in exchange for money, because apparently her company is bankrupt. So Thea tells Oliver what she saw, and he's determined that he'll go in and infiltrate that meeting and take them down. But Ragman comes along and attacks them, and Church tries to kill Oliver, but Oliver gets Ragman to help him and saves his life. The reason why Ragman's attacking the CEO is because he wants revenge for his father's death on Genesis Day, when Felicity dropped the bomb on Haven Rock. So Oliver finally knows that he needs a team that he that can help him, and he can't be on his own anymore. He asks Ragman to join him and to honour the legacy of their fathers. So, of course, Felicity tells Oliver in her wise wisdom that the original team didn't like the Green Arrow. It was Oliver Queen that they trusted. So Oliver needs to open up to his new recruits and so they can trust him. So when he heads back to the lair, he greets them and he unmasks himself to show them that it's Oliver that is the Green Arrow and if they will stand by him. And of course they do. And of course we didn't see much of Dig this episode, but he's in Chechnya. He's training new recruits and he's sent on a mission. He takes under his wing and one of the new recruits who is facing a lot of fear. And on this mission, they are to stop a nuclear bomb. But of course, the CEO, he's corrupt and he wants to steal this bomb and make money from it. So the mission goes haywire and all Dig's men are killed. And the CEO wants to blame Dig for killing the recruit that was under his wing. So how's Dig going to get out of this? He went there to get over everything that he was fighting back in Starling City, only to be faced with this now. And the very end of the episode, we see Church coming out of a nightclub and he's beaten up by Prometheus and says that Green Arrow is his to kill, and if he touches him, he'll be back to kill Tobias. So Prometheus is the new enemy, so we'll have to see where that goes.